Where the Legends Play, Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and proud to have on the phone with me, been looking forward to this. He is a successful comedian, actor, humorist, and TV host. He won the 2016 CMA Texas TV Film Personality of the Year Award. He is what I call a Southern auteur extraordinaire and a great guy. He's even been referred to as a modern-day Will Rogers, and that is some high praise. I'm talking about Chad Prather. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing good, man. Southern auteur extraordinaire. That's a new one. I like that a lot. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, copy.
I can figure out how to spell it.
I'm going to copyright that one, though. Yeah, use that. But let's go first things first. Any update on your stolen truck?
No, man, there's nothing. I you get to a point after something's been stolen like that, and you wonder if you want it back. It's kind of like a woman, you know? you don't know what's been done to it. But I was at a hotel. I walked out yesterday morning, gone. It's one of the biggest billboards in Texas, that truck is. And so I figure somebody probably had that thing stripped off and cleaned in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, that's a shame. I hated to hear that, but I figured I'd ask. Maybe we could break some news here, but guess not. I hate to hear that.
It's one of those things. But, you got to put it in perspective, Kenny. It's one of those things I told people yesterday. It's just a thing. It's a replaceable thing. It's just an inconvenience. But, when you start messing with a man's truck in Texas, that's like being a horse thief
That is bad stuff. It is.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. But let's go with this. Of course, you're a sensation on YouTube, among other platforms. I'm curious, where's the most random and remote place someone has messaged you from on your videos? Do you have anybody from Antarctica?
Oh, we get stuff from all over the world now. We've been doing this thing just over 5 years with social media videos, and it's crazy how far the reach is. We've gotten them from Pakistan. We've gotten it from the tips of Africa out there. I didn't even know they had electricity, much less the internet. And we have gotten a message from Antarctica. We had a guy who was down there. He was stationed doing some kind of scientific engineering research and stuff, and just a random thing. I thought that was pretty unique, but it's weird. We got a huge fan base in Australia and New Zealand. We hear from them almost every day.
I believe that.
So the world has really gotten smaller with this thing called the internet. It's pretty interesting.
That it has. I told you off air. Now, my mom down to my granddaughter are all fans of yours, and you have a huge following, especially in Texas. But you started out entertaining folks, from what I read, at a very young age, as early as 2 years old on TV. So give me a little story on your experiences as a very young man in the spotlight.
Yeah, those pageant dresses looked horrible on me, man. They really did. My mother. I used to recite these Bible stories that I'd listen to the records over and over again. And so a lot of the local, churches that had television shows and things like that, they would have me on to recite those. I was just like a, little Tiny Tim they kept trotting out there. But, for me, from athletics to, being on a theater stage or something of that nature, I've always been on some kind of a stage. And so years ago, I was actually hosting a television show on cable when everything went quote-unquote viral for me on social media. And for me, it was sort of like owning your own television network, You could put whatever content you want out there, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission. You just do it. And it's been an interesting ride, for sure.
Yeah, you were the writer, producer, and director. So, and
pretty much.
Like you said, you caught fire. It was like a wildfire. And for the three or four folks listening who don't know already who you are and what you're all about, give us a sample.
Well, I'll tell you, what we've learned to do the whole idea that I had a few years ago was nobody wants to listen to anybody for a long time, especially if it's just a talking head. So I decided I was going to talk as fast as I could. And for a Southern guy, that's pretty unusual. And I wanted to say as much as I could in 60 seconds and get it out there on social media. And if anybody, mostly for me, it was just therapy. While I was riding down the road sitting in traffic, my wife used to tell me all the time, she said, Chad, you need a therapist. And I said, I don't want to sit on a couch with a strange dude that keeps asking me, how does that make me feel? Because it makes me feel kind of weird. And so I just started popping the camera phone up on the dashboard of the truck, talking to it, and had no idea that millions of people were going to start watching this stuff. And so my mother cringes every time she turns on Facebook. She's afraid of what I'm going to say next. And, I've kind of thrown caution to the wind, and I've got that rare disease called foot and mouth, and I got to be real careful with how I say things because I don't have a whole lot of filter. And, interesting enough, people said, well, it sounds like you, you're kind of genuine to yourself and you're being honest, and we like you. And every now and then, I guess they get a chuckle out of it when I'm talking about everything from man buns to skinny jeans to what's going on in Washington, D.C. And, you know, we're just going to keep on doing it, man, whether it's in the studio or in the truck. God bless everybody that's listening in, and hopefully they'll get out to some of these live shows if they'll ever let us have them again. Because we've crisscrossed the nation now for 4 years and doing about 80 cities a year. It's been a lot of fun.
At one point, now, you did team up with Cowboy Bill Martin for the Kings of Cowtown World Comedy Tour. Imagine that was a fun time. And now you're on the Am I Crazy Tour, the one you're talking about, if we ever get kicked back off. But you were scheduled to play at Old Town Theater in Huntsville, which is just a hop and skip and a jump from right here in downtown Navasota. So when they get you rescheduled, I'll be looking for that and pass the word along. Old Town Theater. Old Town Theater has a lot of artists that we play here with our classic country format. So, yeah, it'd be definitely something everybody would need to go over there and see live and in person, so you can't explain it any other way, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I want to say thank you for playing those classic country music. That's what I cut my teeth on, you know, listening to a staticky AM radio, the Grand Ole Opry, every Saturday night with my grandfather. And that's where, you know, kind of broke me into country music, and I fell in love with it. So we incorporate a lot of music in with the comedy, and that's one of the things that's a variety that people really enjoy with the live shows.
Also online, because I did hear you did a cover of Ronnie Millsap, a parody, Rona, There's No Getting Over Me. And that was great, man. That was great.
We did that. Then we did Johnny Paycheck's, of course, take This Job and Shove It. We did Take 6 Feet and Shove It. And we just heard from John Paycheck, Johnny's son, reached out to me and was kind of thanking me for keeping his dad's name and songs alive. And those parodies have been a lot of fun.
And you got one on your website, too, called Quarantine Life. And who's the young lady you teamed up with on that one?
That is C.J. LaRose. She is one of the group called the Deplorable Choir that have gone out and done a lot of political songs that are kind of, you know, campy and silly. But she's got a fun little country voice. And we've teamed up and done a couple of little projects together that have been pretty interesting. And she's not hard to look at either, which makes for great videos.
Okay. And you're a busy man. Your calendar seems to always be full. That's why I'm so happy you came on with me. But let folks know about the Chad Prather Show on Blaze TV.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're on YouTube, Pluto TV, Channel 250, and also on Blaze TV every night, Monday through Thursday night, 6 p.m. Texas time. And we do a 45-minute show that is, you know, it's kind of, we call it craziness comedy and common sense, where we just talk about the day's topics, politics, current events, and weird headlines that are going on. Have a lot of great guests on there. Originally, it was a podcast, and I guess it's still where podcasts are available if people want to listen to the Chad Prather Show instead of watch it. But, you know, now it's pretty much a nightly talk show, and we have a blast doing it, a lot of fun, gorgeous studio they built out for us over there at the Blaze Studios. And man, that really and truly is the light of my life right now. It's one of the most fun things I do with a great crew, and we get to have a lot of fun.
Well, and the material just keeps rejuvenating. There's always something to talk about. I give it that.
Yeah, I keep saying if we don't laugh at it, we're going to start crying. Washington, D.C. keeps writing the jokes. We'll just keep on telling them. It's gotten pretty easy.
Yeah, they're pretty easy target.
Yeah.
And you do a lot. You're on everything. Every time I turn the TV on, it seems like I find you, which is not a bad thing. But do you have any appearances coming up that people can check out?
Well, you know, other than the live shows, that's what we're trying to get back on target with. You have so many of these networks. You know, I've done a lot of stuff with Fox over the years. Even CNN's had me on different places, MSN. Which they won't do that anymore. But, you know, so many of these places are doing everything with social distancing. They're not even in their studios, a lot of these places. But I'm hoping we're going to start seeing the leash kind of loosen up on that collar here pretty soon, and folks can get back to some semblance of normal.
I sure hope so. Texas was one of the last to actually close, and we were one of the first to start reopening things. So, you know, I was waiting for that haircut when it finally hit. So
it was. Well, I just took the clippers and shaved mine off.
Wow.
I just shaved it bald, and now it's like I look like a dirty Q-tip.
Well, where are you going to be playing at? You said you're going to be playing with Cooper Wade. Where are you guys going
to be? Well, I'm going to go down and see him. Cooper's actually in Richmond, Texas tonight. As the Lone Star Saloon, I'm probably butchering that, but he's got his band out there tonight, and I just said, you know what, man, I'm getting stir crazy. I'm gonna get on the road and ride down there, and see if I can't hang out with him tonight, Friday night, down there in Richmond, Texas. So should be a party. It always is when he's around.
I imagine so. And you two together, that's trouble, right?
We have a good time. Yeah, and I got to give him a lot of credit, man. You know, he's one of those guys who pulled me up on stage to do music for one of the first times. And, you know, because I didn't see myself as a musician and really don't still. I see myself as an entertainer. But he's like, oh, man, throw caution to the wind. Let's get up here and do it. So we've done a lot of shows over the years, and it's been a real blessing in my life.
Okay. And you're all over every platform and social media, but let the listeners know how they can find and follow you around.
Thank you. The quickest and easiest way is go to watchchad.com or chadfrather.com. It's all there. And it's got all the links. It's got everything from YouTube to Facebook to Twitter and all the other crazy places to follow. And you can even get a link to the podcast. So it's a one-stop shop.
And there's always entertainment.
Yeah.
You always keep it rolling, brother. I appreciate it so much, you taking the time on your busy schedule and calling in.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Everybody's favorite cowboy from YouTube. That is Chad Prather, and I'm Kenny Graves on Willie 1550 and 98.7.